The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I am expecting political guests in studio, so I am keeping this a bit late. I am excited. I hope that they make it to studio. In the meantime, here's what the conversation for today is going to be. This is a conversation, if they don't come into studio, if the guests do come, we're going to put the conversation on pause. The conversation today is the thin line between country and party. The thin line between country and party. Given all of the frustrations expressed by individuals attempting to register for the general election or verify information, and I want to juxtapose that to the nature of the campaigning that's taking place, right? I want to ask, are political parties encouraging Bahamians to register, or are they simply encouraging their party members to register? The thin line between country and party, and then we're going to identify, highlight issues to consider before voting. You may have none. Yours may be different from mine. But we're going to do a little housekeeping. I got a lot of notices to give you. Lots of things happening this evening, in fact, but let's start here. The nominations are in, and all eyes are on the Bahamas. The World Travel Awards has recognized the Bahamas in 13 categories. From leading destination of 2026 to beach cruise, diving, culinary, and more. Let's show the world what our islands have to offer and help our country claim top spot. Cast your vote now at worldtravelawards.com/nominees. That's worldtravelawards.com/nominees. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism. So here is what's taking place tonight on the streets of Nassau. Well, not on the streets. Streets a little rough. We're going to get to that segment in a moment. But tonight at the University of the Bahamas. Now, here's the best thing. Both of these events are taking place at the University of the Bahamas. The first event is Human Rights and Reparations. Human Rights and Reparations, the Role of Civil Society in the Bahamas. That's tonight, Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026, 6 to 8 p.m. in the Michael Eldon Building on the third floor in the boardroom. Now, the Michael Eldon across the road from the main campus on University Drive, or what us older heads know as Thompson Boulevard. It is where the Chapter 1 bookstore was and is where Dunkin' Donuts was once located. That starts tonight at 6 to 8 p.m. The moderator for the evening is Dr. Christopher Curry. Speakers, Gaynell Curry, who is the incoming chair for the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent. Dr. Anthony Hamilton, President, Civil Society, Bahamas. Dr. Nyambi Hall-Campbell-Dean, the chair of the National Reparations Committee. And Ms. Tizelle Lightborn, president of the Senate Youth Parliament. Carla, if you give me a second, let me just get this, what I like to call housekeeping out the way. I'm not very domestic, and so I like these opportunities to dabble in housekeeping. Next event, happening on the University of the Bahamas campus tonight, Wednesday the 8th, 8 p.m. So right after the reparations talk at 8 p.m. at the University of the Bahamas in the main campus, we have the PLP Manifesto launch, Blueprint for Progress platform. Tonight, 8 p.m. at the University of the Bahamas, you could move from one event across to the next event, and hopefully the first event would help you formulate or consolidate your thoughts so that you can present them to politicians, juxtaposed blueprint for progress. I'm glad to see this. I didn't think the Davis administration thought they needed a manifesto. See, me, I'm differenter. I would have launched my manifesto before. But maybe, see, I was about to invite the producers of the album on to ask them if this was the manifesto. At some point in time, I would love for us to walk through the campaign album. Y'all thought I was going to say manifesto A. Yes, that too. But the campaign album is fascinating, and I think it'd be a great sort of jump-off point, right? Starting point for a critical interrogation, not only of the Davis administration's performance, but our forecast, our projection of potential performance if they secure another term. So those are two events taking place. And I go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, good morning. I didn't want to interrupt your introduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have some concerns for Aaron, man. This thing is really...
Well, give me a second. Hold on, give me a second. Let me get through the housekeeping,
okay,
and then we can get to that part, okay?
Okay.
It ain't gonna be long.
Okay.
It ain't gonna be long. So we got these two events tonight: human rights and reparations, the role of civil society in the Bahamas, at the Michael Eldon Building, third floor boardroom, 6 to 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. on the University PLP manifesto launch, 8 p.m. Okay, so those are events taking place tonight. Just a little more quick housekeeping. Remember I said the streets ain't streeting? I was waiting to see a story in this morning's paper about the truck, the big white truck. Does anybody know what I'm talking? See, if I was in class, I would be waiting for students to put up their hands, but this is different. As quick speed through the Tribune, I do not see it. Yesterday morning on my way to work, I had to detour off of East Hill Street to Parliament Street, despite the fact that access there is restricted because of the demolition work. I had to detour. I thought I would see the story in today's paper, especially after I saw this headline, Shirley Street Post Office renamed in honor of John V. Saunders. See, the truck had somehow flown off the roadway and ended up in the pit that used to be the post office. And I wondered, how did that happen? But more importantly, I wondered, how could it be almost a quarter to 10 a.m. in the morning and they are just attempting to remove the vehicle from the pit? And it made me think, who is watching what? Is anybody watching? Are the CCTV cameras really working? Don't tell me they're working, but y'all don't turn them on. Don't tell me they're working, but you don't have anybody monitoring them in real time. And don't tell me they working, but they ain't working because they don't record. So if nobody's monitoring in real time, that happened to me once. So I just wondered, have we stopped paying attention to A, traffic dynamics, B, traffic enforcement, and the Royal Bahamas Police Force's role in enforcing traffic? Is crime going to be a major issue for consideration in this general election? And do you consider traffic offenses as crime? Now, people say, but no, it's a traffic offense, it's not a criminal offense. But, like, how many times do you have to blatantly run a stop sign for you to be a criminal? You know? How many times do you have to do it in front of a police officer for you to be a criminal? See, because yesterday I was heading on East Bay Street and I was behind a police officer and I don't know what they were doing. They were on patrol because their lights were on, right? But they weren't watching anything because they would have observed a car attempting to enter the lane that I was in at the same place my car was multiple times. Or they would have observed the car running the stop sign off of Montague Beach, cutting me off. Like, is this a serious issue for consideration? Well, I can tell you who thinks it's a serious issue for consideration. The family of the man in this story, 75-year-old pedestrian killed in GB. Now, I'm still not sure about this story because it goes on to say a 75-year-old man hit by a car on Friday on East-West Highway has died in hospital. Or maybe it's the family of the two people who lost their lives tragically on Tuesday of this week. Police are investigating an incident in Rock Sound, Eleuthera that has now claimed the lives of two people, according to preliminary reports. See, on my way back from work yesterday, I was met by a rental car full of tourists trying to drive onto Peck Slope from East Hill Street. So I keep telling y'all, y'all not paying attention to the most important things. Peck Slope and East Hill Street both lead to the eastern entrance of Government House, where the Governor General is supposed to live. You know the place where we had that tragic murder? Yeah, there. Nobody is paying attention. We're going to go to the phone line quickly as we transition into our stories for the day, the thin line between country and party and issues to consider before voting. Like, did you think that whether your shoulders were properly covered was an issue you would have to consider before voting? I can't imagine. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I was tuning in to you while cleaning up. You were mentioning something about party or country a while back, a few moments back.
The thin line between party and country.
Yeah, because, see, you know what disturbs me about my own people? On Saturday in Pride Estate, one of the residents, Mrs. Mintz, and her husband decided that they were going to throw a little Easter egg thing, an Easter egg hunt for the kids, for the children in the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole of Pride Estate residents, we all got together to support the children.
Awesome.
Mrs. Mintz and Mr. Mintz, we call him Daddy Links,
mm-hmm.
known PLP supporter, his bus and everything got ride the wave, got all the PLP candidates all over all the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us worked our butt off to get Mario Boles elected.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen him since. We saw him maybe once or twice. He normally just come around when he had an event to take pictures, that's all about it.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, him, as long as Rick Fox, who's running in Gardeners, prior to State 1, 2, and 3, is part of Gardeners,
mm-hmm.
both him and Rick Fox were invited. Mario Boleg didn't show his face yet for the children.
Mm-hmm.
But Rick Fox showed up here with his entourage, his brother from Germany, a movie star, and 10 bicycles to give to the children. They just got little tickets, and they had like a raffle.
Yeah.
And he mingled the whole day with the children, and all the adults were taking pictures with him. Now, after all of that, they go call Sparky and Miss Mintz and Daddy Links turncoat on the PLP party now, because we entertain and welcome Rick Fox, the candidate running in his area, to our event. It was our event for the children.
Mm-hmm.
You see how quick the behemoths change on you?
Listen, I feel you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. See, because there's something in there, right? Mintz, Daddy Links, his wife, members of the party who leverage, right? Who leverage their, like, benefit, the benefit they get from the party. They leverage their strength, their personal strength to support party and community, right? And they leverage strength from the party to support community. See, I think it's important to identify, like, when we don't recognize that, like, when the party mechanism does not recognize the extent to which party members support the party through supporting the community. Because sometimes supporting the community is a nonpartisan affair. We're going to get back. I got a couple more callers on the line, but thank you for sharing that. And thank you for those who did for the children. Right? Thank you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning again, Eric.
Yeah, how you do?
Yeah, the thing about your salvo when you talk about party, voices,
country.
Country. We'll always be leaning towards the party based on a system, the system that we operate.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have much common sense and intelligence thing to cause a paradigm shift. And I'll say it like this. You know, right now we have political rallies where these people crack jokes.
Mm-hmm.
They dance, they sing, they do all sorts of other things other than auditioning for the job that they are applying for, which should encompass a lot of common sense and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, until we have political live debate, the system will remain the same. You see, this is why the third party was able to infiltrate the system so easily, whereas some people are looking at them now as a legitimate force, even though 99% most of the country don't even know. So what you going to do? They're going to vote party. And as a result, a lot of good people who have good intentions for the country
maybe push
get lost
the
in the rubble.
Yeah.
You know, because we've got to have errands. We've got to move towards political life. This whole process is embarrassing. Let me ask you something, Eric.
And then I got to go. I got more calls.
Harrison Thompson was, he used to be a permanent secretary and minister of tourism for years, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any experience running elections, leading elections, or he is a novice, like many of the
Okay, I feel you. It's a fair question to ask. To answer the question, though, we must understand how the civil service or the public service in the Westminster system operates, right? He is the chair. The chair leads the technical staff. The technical staff, right? The technocrats, the experts. Now, of course, he can't be a complete and utter novice. But we assume that his time as permanent secretary, right, that is where he has gained or honed the skills required to lead the unit, right? And so in this instance, I'm not sure if questioning his technical capacity is warranted, right? Also understanding how politics works in the Westminster system, we don't expect any of these chairpersons to take a stand against, right, the administration's mechanism, except in the instance of the CARIFTA games expenditure report and audit. That was just an anomaly, wasn't it? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Yes, Aaron.
Hi.
Yeah. Like I was the callers were saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to say, right? What we need is a serious paradigm shift in this country, but we're not gonna get it from these two political parties, man, Aaron, man. You know, we're gonna have to find a way to change this culture because, you know,
okay.
We witness these two political parties. They really destroy our country, man, you know.
Listen, I take your point as it stands, right? I'm looking at the article, COI, 100-day plan would end naturalization in first few weeks. Now, I had hoped that this article was speaking more to their broad 100-day plan and not to the specific immigration aspect, right? But here's the question I have for you. What is it that has convinced you that the COI does have the capacity to create and cause that paradigm shift? Or in the alternative, what is it that makes you willing to take the risk on a group, an entire group of neophytes? Because Iram Lewis is also he may not be a political neophyte, but he's a governance neophyte. He's a newbie in governance. right? He's not had any real time and experience in governance. What is you, what are you rooting this risk on?
I don't even call it. I wouldn't even call it a risk, you know, because if I do, right, that's mean I was voting all of my life.
Okay.
Because, you know, we continue to see political parties come with newbies every election, and sometimes most of the persons are unknown people, right? They use sentiments like, oh, this this is a well-educated person, and yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
But then once they get elected, right,
mm-hmm.
And put in any positions, the result is never there. We never see the results of all of these well-educated people introduced to us from the PLP and FNM every 5 years.
I appreciate
the result.
I got
so
you. Let me reframe it. I feel you. You saying, you telling me there's a problem with voting for neophytes, and every year the tradition extended a bit further. The PLP's campaign, Brave Davis is on every billboard with the candidate, right? Which sort of lends to your point. I just wanted to add that in. Thank you.
Right. Yes. Well, again, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe the reason why I'm voting for the COI, Aaron, is because, you know, I believe in country over party. You see, because
uh-huh.
I was born in a country called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas,
uh-huh.
right? I was not born in a party, whatever the names may be.
I got you.
So I believe my country is where my generations can reside, whether they support a party or not.
Listen,
right?
Thank you very much. I got to go on, but I appreciate the point, and thank you for letting me talk with you through it.
Thank you, too.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
Is the host dissolved?
It is. I don't know if it has dissolved as of yet. It's supposed to dissolve today, right? Except I saw a notice, a story, I think it was on news, where Mr. Mitchell, chairman of the party, said registration writ of elections will be issued on Thursday, right? See, because mm-hmm. once you dissolve and writ of elections, the registration stops. Now, they said it was going to be today, right? I like that up to the last moment, they're still showing us that we have to ask the question, can they move at the pace of their own policy?
And why I say that, Aaron, is because what our Constitution says on everybody who haven't declared.
It's a with $10,000 or 2 years, eh? Or 1 year or something like that.
Both. So,
yeah.
So now that's meant with the commissioner, but he's got plenty of people to lock up today. It's criminals now. They're criminals time. Park our cars. You all are criminals. Conventional beliefs do your job. You don't go up and lose 2 cases of bad breath because I say that you want to be in a good commission of beliefs. Give a woman a chance. I'm trying to take my call, Aaron.
Yeah. Okay, so with that, right, the problem is that all law is deemed to be good law until it's shown to be bad law, right? That's one element of it. So the thing, like, the members of the commission, right, the chairman, the prime minister, the leader, the opposition, they are the people who submit, the prime minister and the leader, they're the ones who submit to the commissioner of the police. And so we have to fix the law. It may be bad law, but it stands until we fix it. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Okay, I am sorry that I missed you. So I wanted to refer to an article here, rescind the date. This is Eyewitness News, yesterday, 7th of April. The Bahamas Constitution Party is calling on Prime Minister Philip Davis to rescind the May 12, 2026 general election date, citing concerns over timing. The party argues the date falls JSE exams and just after Mother's Day, potentially disrupting students, teachers, and families. The BCP also raised concerns about long lines at voter registration centers and reports of fraudulent documents, warning of possible impacts on the electoral process. While acknowledging the PM's authority, the party is urging a reconsideration of the date, calling for greater sensitivity to national priorities. I will join them in a call to not just rescind the date, but more importantly, to give themselves more time, because here's what the vibe is. You should not create a situation where citizens are citizens are disenfranchised in the electoral process, right? Because you made a decision to have the election months before required without telling us what the reason for the decision is. Because imagine that the reason for the decision, what if, let's speculate for a moment, the reason for the decision is that you want a snap election to take advantage of the existing dynamics to have an advantage over your competitors. Right? Should ordinary citizens be disadvantaged in the electoral process so you could have a political advantage? Remember, that's just a speculation. It's easy to speculate because I'm different. I would have had the election after I proved my $75 million budget surplus and I showed the work. Right? But we're going to get to this I got callers on the line. I'm going to get back to that article. Y'all still turning people away from registering to vote because their shoulders are not covered up like a nun. No disparaging of nuns taking place in this commentary. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing, Aaron?
Good, good.
That's good. Morning. I must commend you again. We have a good show, and you really give people the opportunity to express themselves.
Thank you.
Not like the other radio talk show hosts. Aaron, what's happened in our country? We too like wait for last minute to do everything. We complain so much about everything that happened, you complain about it. We need to now start coming together and supporting each other in this country. We talk about the immigration problem, the Chinese, the Jamaicans, the Haitian, but guess what? Who support them? The Bahamians. So mm-hmm. We give them the strength, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come to our country, and they combine their resources, and they open businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? But we here in this country, all we're going to do is keep one another down. If someone open one little sports bar, they got about 80 sports bars open right there trying to keep one another down. Say, you open one good sports bar, come together, open one bar or something, mm-hmm. and do what you have to do, and bring the prices down. Complain about everything. And like I tell people, every day, instead of going to Miami every summer for vacation or Orlando, take an opportunity to go to these Caribbean islands, see how people live. Then you would appreciate what we have here in this country.
Okay, so you know why the other talk show hosts has cut you quick? Because they have husbands and wives. They live in a totally different life from me. I almost had a husband. I was about to cut you. But here's why, right? I can appreciate what you're saying. I think it's an important message. I'm not sure, though, that the message stands when we apply it to this particular dynamic, right? But here's what I mean. I don't mind an ordinary citizen telling me, boy, Green, you know, when I started traveling and seeing how other people live in the region right around me, I had a greater appreciation for what's before me. I can appreciate a citizen saying that. But when a politician or a member of government start saying things like, y'all ungrateful, you should go to the rest of the Caribbean and see how they live in, then you'd be grateful for what you have. See, because it doesn't matter what they have, if what you feed me is slop and calling it steamed lobster, I gonna complain. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to know, I appreciate the perspective, absolutely, but that is not a perspective that politicians and people who are volunteering to lead the country should take on.
Yeah, that's true too, you know what I mean? But like I said, we have to come together as behemoths, man.
I agree with you. Hold on. I agree with you. Here's another point. I think here's a place where the critique is apropos, right? Right on. There's a video online, a young Bahamian complaining that people of Haitian descent on the beach playing compa music. The beach was Goodman's Bay. That's why this thing is so hilarious, right? Hilarious in a besting way. So they complaining that the Haitians taking over the beach and listen, because it's the music, that's the indicator, right? Listen to the music on the beach. And I thought to myself, you're correct, sir, because that beach is for Bahamians who want to be American and Jamaican. That beach is for Bahamians. They only Bahamians have the right to play foreign music on their own beach. Unless, of course, it's the foreign direct investor. See, that's why the Goodman's Bay Beach makes it such an exciting example. Because the foreigners claiming the beaches they own. They running us off the boundaries up. Somebody, it could have been a spoof. Somebody create a spoof map and call the thing Goldwyn's Bay. And I wanted to ask them, do you think use Trump? Only Trump could go and rename geographical wonders of the world. Right? You see what I'm saying? And so I appreciate what you see the point is, when you travel to these other countries, you will see that despite the lack of other things, people have culture. They have themselves and they celebrate it. You know? Yeah. They don't go around complaining about what these other countries doing.
Yeah.
They celebrate themselves and they build themselves. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Hey.
Thank you. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You still there? Let me apologize. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, Aaron? It's Alan Johnson.
Good.
Let me ask you a question, though. I knocked on your door, and I asked you, can I have a nugget of gold?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you say, I'm crazy. You don't have no gold. You don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're unaware that gold is in your yard.
Uh-huh.
The reason I say that is this is our leadership. They talk about what they can give, but they don't know what's in their yard.
You're talking about the influences and creative.
That was a total.
No, because it's a great example for people who are following that, right? Like for the prime minister to suggest to him, to us, that he is opening our eyes to the opportunities that exist with AI and the orange economy in the Bahamas. Like, bro, we've been mining ideas for years.
Right, but see, the problem is that the prime minister himself talked about this $4 trillion economy. The question is, when did he become aware of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been around since 2007, and it just simply say that people are writing things for him in his speech. But this is where you talk about... There's people who, like the caller who talk about I or the PLP. I mean, I consider them one and the same. I just consider one the bastard child of the other. But what happens is that...
Are you carrying on like the FNM don't have outside children? Because listen, I could be honest with you, C. Alan Johnson. Like, you make a lot of good points, but this one right here is the one I want to talk about right now, right? Because, I mean, I could feel you, but... Would that then mean, and I'm simply asking a question, and I'm not necessarily asking it to you directly, but would that then mean that the DNA is the stepchild or the outside child of the DNA? I mean, of the FNM?
No. What happened?
I just asked you.
I can explain that to you. It's the surrogate child, because I was there at the incarnation of all of those parties, so I can give you the truth about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you... who I was standing with in 2011, because I was standing with a person from 2007 to 2021, and he happened to be prime minister, and why they were created. See, the problem is even the leadership at that time, and even now, don't know why they're created. All you have to do is go to ILTLB to see who was the architect of the COI and Bohemian Evolution. Listen to their voice notes and see if you don't recognize my
name. Okay. Oh, because from you mentioning your own name, I was about to hit the button.
Just listen. See, because what you could do is you could take part of the information. The information is there concerning me talking about natural resources.
All right. I got one more question for you. I got to go to a break, and I haven't touched the text line. I got to touch the text line.
Ask you a question. But let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about these digital economies and these other economy concepts, and you provide no framework, you provide no blueprint for the kids to use. And so when the person talked about cannibalizing behemoths, it's because you haven't given your children the tools that is necessary to tap into the global multi-trillion-dollar economy that's available. So they then begin to cannibalize themselves, like kind of like being shipwrecked, and you have to eat one thing.
Back to your earlier point, which is they don't even know what the actual tools are or when they need to be applied. They don't realize that when the children and them are 3, 4, and 5, that's when you're supposed to be inundating them with the things.
And preparation.
Proper
prior preparation. Prevent piss-poor performances, and that's what we have not been doing.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller, producer, and then you let me know when we're going to go to the break. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I just wanted to say something that I hope can bring some sort of relief or clarity. I don't know. So I've been listening to this information around the voting and the concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm picking up is a pattern. It seems like Bahamian voters have clung to the idea over the years that once they vote, what they vote for will happen.
It seems to me that there has been
a sort of an awareness, an awakening that that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the middle. But what they need to do is let go of that old way of clinging and believing, because that's what makes them not have clarity of action.
I got you.
What I want to say is that it doesn't matter who they vote in. It doesn't matter. What they need to understand is whoever they vote in, it doesn't end with that tick in the box.
Yep.
They have to actively ensure what happens. So
yep.
they are willing to follow up.
I got
you. The problem is they don't follow up. They go to sleep.
And by following up, it's going to be difficult for one individual to do it.
Exactly.
We have to form organizations,
that's
NGOs,
right.
civil society entities.
That's right. And that will only, that possibility will only happen if they let go of that clinging to that old belief that once you vote for a party, it does what you vote for.
Diane, I got to have you on maybe next week. We can talk
okay.
about the election
okay.
from a pedestrian view.
Sure.
Because
okay.
the world looked different when you're walking. Absolutely. Let's go to,
okay.
thank you so much. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, first time caller. But,
thank you.
I really wanted to touch on, did you watch this thing with the Prime Minister? He did something where he's talking to a group of people, and he was talking about, he noticed that doors are closed, there's no opening for the future.
I tell you what, I saw a promotional video, I think talking about like Opportunity Hub and the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, but nobody on that stage looked at the girl
exactly.
on the end. But she could
exactly.
be from, hold on, but she could be from Mayaguana, and we know the Fountain of Youth is really in Mayaguana, right? But to your point, keep going.
Yeah, so I was like, he just don't lead by example.
Yeah.
I want to touch on one more thing.
Yes, sir.
That I don't want to say which party that I is affiliated to, but
mm-hmm.
that's that point that the COI has about that 100-day plan.
Mm-hmm.
That I actually like that.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's my number one issue in the Bahamas.
No, I would say they never articulate the plan to us. But how are we going to help you succeed with your plan if you don't tell us what our role in the plan is?
I agree, but at least they put it out there.
You know, no, that's what I'm saying. They putting out a plan. And even if they don't tell us what our role in the plan is yet, we could begin to figure out how we could plug in. The thing
yeah.
I find impressive about the COI, and I think it is the thing that is causing them to gain support, the COI has a listening ear. Even though you're only listening to Lincoln most of the time, right? They make their listeners feel, their audience, their members, the communities they're addressing, feel like they're listening to them. And these other parties have not been able to achieve that yet.
Exactly. Even if you address it, you don't even have to say much about it, but address it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So there is a 100-day plan. I'm going to get into it because when I saw the article, I thought it would address, you know, in a smaller part of the article, the broader part of the plan to it. Again, like I said, I didn't even think the PLP was going to give us a manifesto. I thought that campaign album was going to be the manifesto. We can talk about that after the break. You guys, please stay tuned to On the Clock with Maybe I Not Gonna Spoil My Ballot Green. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh. you don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send pictures direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. We offer tailor-made individual group and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind and financial stability. Low and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
The nominations are in,
and all eyes are on the Bahamas. The World Travel Awards has recognized the Bahamas in 13 categories, from leading destination of 2026 to beach, cruise, diving, culinary, and more. Let's show the world what our islands have to offer and help our country claim the top spot. Cast your vote now at bahamas.com/WTA. This message was brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Okay, so, thin line between country and party. I think that thin line is Bahamas Constitution Article 73. Personally, that's the thin line between party and country. I hope that you guys go and find that line just to look at it. You don't have to step on either side of it, you know, just like the Rastas say, overstand it. So, here's an article from Wednesday, January the 18th, 2017, I guess as we were preparing, walking into the 2017 election, send home staff who turned voters away over attire. Staff of the Parliamentary Registration Department who deny people the ability to register to vote because of their dress must be sent home, National Security Minister Dr. Bernard Nottage said in the House of Assembly yesterday. Although Dr. Nottage, who has responsibility for elections, said he has instructed Parliamentary Commissioner at the time, Sherlyn Hall, to send staff home who have set baseless criteria limiting people's ability to register to vote. He said, quote, people are still doing it, close quotes. It turns out, sir, we know you resting in peace. It turns out they're still doing it. And imagine, again, here's my thing. It doesn't matter if I have 8 children, 6 of them I born, 2 are grown adults that live in my house. I'm too busy trying to keep everything afloat. It is your job, the state, to ensure equal and equitable access to the electoral process. This is not complaining. Particularly since you say this is the only time we actually have a say. If this is the only time our voice really matters, then you must take every step to ensure that people can register. Remember I told you all, for me, I got 2 criteria at the top of the list. Can you cause and compel people to discipline themselves, govern themselves, moderate their behavior? Can you move at the pace of your own policies? Well, you already had to shift the date for the dissolution and writ of elections. This is not looking good. Okay, let's go to the text line very quickly. I know I'm out of time. Good morning, Erin. I don't consider voting for the COI as more of a risk versus putting in the traditional candidates who are experienced at putting their interests before the best interests of Bahamians. Have all the members declared as yet? COI for me and Kalani. Erin, see, Allen think people stupid. The COI just formed 3 to 5 months before. No, listen, that's perhaps one of the most sensible things C. Allen Johnson has said, and I compel you, implore you to think about it some more. Boy, look at all them texts about C. Allen Johnson. PLP, y'all don't have anything to do. Good morning, Erin. I was most perturbed yesterday morning to see a vehicle exiting the parking lot of Super Value food store, cross the embankment into Meadow Street to get onto Nassau Street, and lo and behold, a police truck directly behind it. Rather than prevent that vehicle from doing so, the police truck committed the same wrongdoing. Listen, I had to tell her by the other day, you can't ask me to help you break the law. You ain't even asked me to marry you yet. I'll have these things backwards. I think, okay, here we go. Good day, Erin. After, as a student bully attacks you in school, then turn around and ask you if everything cool. That's the same way I feel about the PM and his bag of promises. Ooh, we're going to talk more about it tomorrow. Good morning, Aaron. Have you ever been in a situation where you know you had to fire an employee because of how lousy they are, but you didn't want to hurt their feelings, so you prayed that they resign before you fired them? Yeah. I've never been in a position in life to have employees. Chick Chum didn't work for me. They are self-employed consultants. Has third-party hopefuls entrenched their recruitment of new voters? The two major political parties are made up of Bahamian citizens with the right to vote who have just voluntarily decided to support these parties. Where's the vote coming from for a third-party win? I'm going to take a screenshot of that because we get to talk about that tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to take a screenshot of all of the texts I missed. We're going to include them in tomorrow's conversation. We continue the conversation. What are the issues to consider before voting in the upcoming general election? Is it healthcare? It should be. You've been on the clock with Aaron Guy Fawkes, Party Green. Tomorrow's show is going to be exciting. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.